USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. All 10,000 residents of a coastal California town evacuating as rain causes floods and mudslides. The Santa Barbara County town of Montecito is seeing its worst flooding in exactly 5 years. California Governor Gavin Newsom calling upon the National Guard.
State Chief of Media Relations Jonathan Sharoma says the Guard is always ready and always there.
We have 30 high water vehicles that are on standby to assist with the possible evacuation throughout Northern California.
National Guard personnel are prepared to help with everything from search and rescue to managing the slow traffic in and around the flooded areas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
President Biden in Mexico, talking migration after a weekend visit to the Texas border. Biden's critics say proposed changes to the nation's immigration rules won't be enough to stop a surge of border crossers who will likely be deported.
As long as they maintain the catch and release policy, people are going to still come.
Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies says there's nothing in the new priorities that put smugglers out of business. Authorities say more than 1,000 people were arrested in all following a riot targeting Brazil's Capitol buildings. The arrests came after thousands of supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro stormed government buildings in protest of what they claim was a stolen election. A special grand jury completing its work investigating former President Trump over whether he and his team violated the law in a 2020 election-related influence campaign in Georgia. That's according to a new court filing Monday. Michael Moore, former U.S. District Attorney, tells CNN what'll happen next.
This is the beginning of what we would see in a normal case. That is that the prosecutor now has to make a decision about whether or not she's going to seek actually a criminal indictment from a regular grand jury in Fulton County.
Stocks mixed to start the new week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones and industrial average turned negative in the final hour of trading, while the two other indices remained in the green. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, even easy-to-prepare, ready-in-a-flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Some damning evidence allegedly found in the basement of a missing mom's house in Massachusetts. Prosecutors say the husband of Anna Walsh, Brian Walsh, is being held after cops searched the house.
Blood was found in the basement area, as well as a knife, which also contains some blood.
Prosecutor Lynn Beeland adds surveillance video shows Brian Walsh bought hundreds of dollars worth of cleaning supplies at Home Depot recently, which included mops, a bucket, and tarps. Walsh is accused of misleading investigators in their search for his wife, after saying he last saw her on New Year's Day when she was taking a rideshare car to the airport. Turned out that might have been a lie. One former U.S. college athlete is looking at thousands of dollars in a windfall related to national anthem kneeling protest at her former school.
Former Virginia Tech women's soccer player Kirsten Henning, who accused her coach of benching her because she wouldn't kneel during the national anthem, will reportedly receive at least $100,000 as part of an agreement to dismiss a federal lawsuit. Kirsten will receive the award as part of a settlement in the lawsuit she filed in 2021 against head coach Charles Adair. I'm Lance Pry.
The college football season concludes tonight with a potential repeat national champion to be crowned. Georgia is looking to hoist the national championship trophy for a second season in a row as it squares off against underdog TCU in Southern California tonight in the final game of this year's college football playoff. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.